Welcome to The Benefits Brief, the podcast that helps you navigate the complex world of benefits. Together, we're going to dive deep into the industry, breaking down the barriers and exploring different topics surrounding benefits. We will be bringing in subject matter experts who will share their knowledge, offering tips and tricks to help you understand and, more importantly, benefit from your benefits. Whether it's health insurance, dental, vision, disability, or other total awards you're offered, we've got you covered. Our aim is to empower you with the knowledge and understanding you need to make informed decisions. So join your hosts, Maggie and Zach, every 2 weeks as we explain the nuances, all in an effort to make it easier for you to navigate the world of benefits.
All right, good morning. I know we typically have a little introduction for you guys, but we don't have Maggie with us today. We are joined with Laura Beth Botos and Ryan Bruce. I'll ask them both to give a little introduction, and then I'll give a little description of what we're talking about, and we'll jump right in. Laura Beth, if you don't mind just giving us a quick introduction about yourself.
Sure. So thanks for having me today. I am our agency's solution and risk strategist. So I get to really have all the fun researching solutions in our marketplace that I can work with our internal benefit consultant team and bring them to our broader client base. And luckily, as part of my job the last year or so, I've been able to work a lot with an organization called Mental Health First Aid. And we are going to be bringing a mental health first aid training class to our office that we're going to be offering here pretty soon to employers that are willing to come here to Cincinnati to be part of the certification training. And we are going to be joined by Ryan Bruce, who has been trained by Mental Health First Aid to be an instructor for this class, but he is actually an employee of New York Life. So I would love for Ryan to give a little brief intro on who you are.
Thanks, Laura Beth. Yeah, my name's Ryan Bruce. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. I have been with New York Life for about 15 years now, currently a director within Client Solutions. That means I help our clients and the employees who have our coverage to better understand benefits and how everything kind of comes together to support them. I have a master's degree in counseling. I'm a certified rehabilitation counselor. I'm also a senior professional in HR, and I've been a mental health first aid instructor since 2019. All of those backgrounds and experiences really kind of come together for this mental health first aid training and be able to understand awareness, the difficulties that employees, but really specifically the difficulty that managers and supervisors have sometime in talking about mental health. So I'm really, really excited to be here and help today with an overall understanding, but then also to come and help with this training so that we can get people more confident and be able to ask, are you okay?
Ryan, if you don't mind just giving us a background of kind of how you got into mental health first aid and kind of a little bit of why your passion around it and how it became.
Yeah, New York Life has taken a really awesome approach on being able to support people through mental health. And one of those things that we really know is effective is trying to be able to influence managers, supervisors, and HR teams to be able to have the confidence to approach someone and ask, are you okay? But then the training necessary to be able to stay in that situation when you just hear, no, I'm not. Life is really, really hard right now. We knew that we had a really awesome team. Our vocational specialists, our vocational coaches, we have teams of nurses, we have psychiatrists, doctors, we have all of these expert resources that help to surround employees who are out of work on a disability, and we can understand their situation better. So we thought, let's try to do more with those resources. We have all of these experts. Maybe we could give employers a little bit of a jump start, get out in front of mental health stigma work, try to have better conversations so that we can, in the end, be able to maybe impact disability, but definitely impact the lives of our shared employees and our customers.
Absolutely. What, if you don't mind me asking, Ryan, what sort of employee base do you work with? Are you all over the place? Are you very specified in one area?
We are all over the place. Employers of any size in any industry. We have done mental health first aid for employees who have, I think the smallest one was under 50 lives, all the way up to very, very, very large national accounts that may have tens of thousands of employees.
Now, Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong, but if an employer currently has New York Life benefits for, say, life insurance, disability insurance, what have you, for their employee population, they currently have access to potentially hold their own kind of internal mental health first aid training at their location if they want to work through their New York Life contact. Is that correct?
Yeah, any interested current client of New York Life should contact their account executive to learn a little bit more about how a customized plan that we might be able to put into place could really work for them and for their employees.
Yeah, I think this is a good chance. I know we're always talking to our listeners about being active in their health plan, active in their benefits. If you know you are a New York Life customer, this may be in effect and just something that's not been communicated by your employer, but reach out if you're a Hub Horan client to our engagement team and see if something along those lines with New York Life is already in place today that you may just not be aware of.
Yeah, and what's been really, really helpful with our partnership here at the agency level with New York Life is that they have worked with us now to allow us to offer this certification to our clients. And this time around, even a few prospective employers that we've been building relationships with, whether they are New York Life clients or not. And I just think that that's amazing. That speaks to the mission that you all have and getting this out there. I know several years ago, I first came into contact with mental health first aid, but at the time it was, you had to go to a website and you had to see if there was a class somewhere nearby that had openings that you could register yourself to attend and be a part of. But in this area, in the Cincinnati area, they were few and far between. It was hard to find a class that you could participate in, and there weren't that many places offering them. And I think it's fantastic that New York Life as an organization has taken it upon themselves to get yourselves trained as instructors and therefore be able to really broaden the outreach across the nation to bring these to more and more workplaces.
It's honestly been quite the journey, and it's been amazing working with you all too, as you understand the difficulties that our shared clients have, especially around mental health. There's a lot of caregiving that's been happening before, but really COVID helped to uncover that a whole lot too. There's more sadness, there's more anxiety overall. And when we can help to uncover that in mental health first aid, we have a portion that's dedicated to shining a light into a dark place. And the point is that mental health is sometimes invisible, but if we can shine a light there, if we can uncover it, if we can start talking about it, then we can see it. And when we see it, then we can together move forward.
Yeah, I love that. So let's talk, kind of real life. If I'm going to participate in a mental health first aid training, what different types of trainings are there? And then what does that look like? What, as a participant, what should I expect?
Yeah, so it's a little bit interesting because COVID really helped us to understand that we can maybe offer this training in a couple different ways. So Mental Health First Aid as an organization has been awesome and incredibly supportive of all of its instructors and the mental health first aiders who are becoming certified. So we can offer a full virtual session that includes a 1 to 2 hours on the Mental Health First Aid e-learning site. The virtual session would be 5 hours then over Zoom. We can do a hybrid potentially where you do 1 to 2 hours of e-learning and then 5 hours in person, or you can do a full 8 hours in person where we go over all of that material live. So there's a lot of really good options out there for trying to uncover the way that works best for you and your organization.
Ryan, if you don't mind taking a little bit of a step back. So I know we mentioned that you are an employee of New York Life, but we're talking about mental health first aid. They're two separate organizations, but can you make the connection between how New York Life got associated with MHFA and kind of your role in between the two?
Yeah. So probably somewhere around 2017, that's when we started to ask our question, hey, we have all these experts. Let's do something a little bit more proactive with them to get in front of mental health stigma at work. We did a lot of research on good trainings. We looked at making our own. We looked at a bunch of different things that were out there in the industry, and we all looked, and when we saw Mental Health First Aid, we knew that we had a winner that provided really, really great support, that had amazing material for everyone to reference, since everyone learns differently. And then most importantly, the subject matter in a mental health first aid certification course is all massively peer reviewed. When I do a training as an instructor, if you have another New York Life certified mental health first aid instructor, or if you have an instructor in the community that's been doing this for a while, we are going to give the same course. I think my jokes are the funniest in the course, but the course material is all going to be the same. So everyone gets a uniform experience. So when you see a mental health first aider who's been certified out there, you know that you have received that same training, just like Red Cross first aid, CPR. It's exactly what we're trying to do with this mental health first aid course. It's really important when that happens.
Ryan, who are the participants in an employer that typically hold these certifications? Is it both the employee and kind of the HR side of things? Is it typically the HR professionals? Who typically holds this mental health first aid certification?
That's a great question. So I've been doing mental health first aid courses for quite some time, and I can tell you they are the most successful for the goals that we're going in here with when you have managers, supervisors, directors, and HR people. That is really important. We aren't necessarily here to think about a peer-to-peer support group for employees to employees. When we can tailor a course for managers to be able to help them understand, it's okay to ask, are you okay? And it's okay to talk about possible options. If you have EAP, that's great. That's a great resource for you and for your employees. But we want to be able to empower you with a 10 to 15 minute conversation strategy so that you can do more than just hand out an EAP brochure and say, hey, I think this might be helpful. You can do more. We can normalize mental health so that people are more likely to go and then get that help.
Now, I know that there are a few different versions of this class. I think depending on maybe the populations that a participant may work with in their daily life. So can you explain, I know that there's, I think, a youth version and an adult version. Can you talk us through just a little bit of the nuances?
Yeah. So on the Mental Health First Aid website, you can get really in-depth detailed answers. And I would really strongly encourage anyone who is interested in becoming an instructor definitely to go on a Mental Health First Aid and start researching which might be best for you. We specialize in the adult class. So it's adults giving mental health first aid advice in this training certification to other adults. The youth course is a different certification as a trainer, and that would be right now adults giving a youth training to other adults who work with children. So really important to be able to go on and really see what works the best for you and your community. But these trainings are really, really pretty neat. And if you are an employer out there and you specialize just with first responders, if you work for a county, there is a special portion of the adult training course that can be specialized for you in that population that you work with. Religious leaders, community, civic organizations. There's a couple different specialties out there where you're able to change some slides a little bit to resonate with your group a little bit more. So really kind of cool and really wide sweeping support from Mental Health First Aid.
Yeah, I love hearing that because, you know, obviously the one that we are working in partnership to provide here next month here at Hub Horan in Cincinnati is primarily for adults working with other adults, just because we, you know, it's more broad sweeping in that way. But I love just hearing the nuance, because there may be employers out there who want to provide this training to their population, maybe separately. And if they are primarily working with youth or in any other type of capacity, it's just nice to know that they have options that can be more specialized to what they would particularly need at their workforce. Do you have any stories you can share, or any type of illustrative example of maybe how this has impacted a previous participant or a workforce that you've engaged with in the past?
Yeah, we had a lot of comments. I'll give you a really specific at work example, but we get just as many comments from people who have taken our course, and they come back and they're able to say, I was able to have a good conversation with a family member who is experiencing depression for the first time ever. I know that now I'm not here to just give them my advice. I'm here to listen to them, to try to understand what kind of options might resonate for them. And being able to tweak that conversation has completely changed how we talk about and accept depression, stress, anxiety, PTSD at home, so that we are able to have better conversations moving forward together. And we love that. Like, that's really important. That mental health first aid is not just about an at-work thing. It's about an at-home thing. It's about an in the community, at your church, wherever it is that you go out and meet people, you kind of look at life and look at conversations a little bit differently. When you're confident and when you have training, you're more likely to step up and say, I wonder what I can do. I wonder if I can ask them if they're okay. So awesome opportunity there. It's really exciting for us to hear that feedback. But when we do at-work trainings, we really want to make sure that they apply to at-work too. So I did a training for a pretty large hospital organization, and we talked to their HR team. I was there. I was fortunate enough to go back the next day. We talked about policies and procedures around how to help keep people at work too who have a disability. And during that meeting, the HR director pulled me out and said, hey, we have this situation. We have someone who is experiencing active hallucinations and delusions, something that we talk about in the mental health first aid class for awareness. They became aware. We know that these active hallucinations and delusions were real to that person. That HR director knew that they shouldn't sit there and say, it's okay, none of this is real, it's all fake. But at the same time, we know that as we approach this, we have to keep everyone safe. So this is a serious moment for that employee, for the other workers at the hospital, and for the patients that were there who were getting a little bit scared too. So they got this worker, made sure that he felt very comfortable, that he knew that we were there to help, that this conversation was all about helping and supporting him. We understood that this was a real experience for him, and we wanted to make sure that he also felt safe. But at the same time, we want you to understand that people around you don't feel safe. So let's talk about what options exist. And this was all the HR director. I was able to kind of be there. She was on the phone. I wasn't listening into the employee side of the conversation, but I was there if that HR director needed that support. She did awesome. Having this conversation, talked about different opportunities and what options were available. They Googled what kind of counseling centers were near them. Because, I mean, when you think about it, you don't usually see an emergency counseling center with emergency depression center like on a billboard right outside, right? Right. They kind of want people to come. They don't want to have an extra stigma. So it was called like Happy Meadows or something like that. And this was the option. They walked the employee across the street. They had no idea that this counseling center was across the street from their hospital. Walked them across the street. He got emergency care and support. There was a change in medication that he had, and it brought on these hallucinations and delusions. 2 weeks later, came back to work. Everything was fine. They were incredibly supportive of him. They knew that medication and counseling, recovery is possible for anything. recovery looks different for everyone. So that support that they were able to provide for that employee and offer him, he was able to retain his job, retain his dignity. They were able to keep that employee. It was a really, really good positive experience for everyone around to be able to see that support that that employer gave that employee and appropriate support too. So that's my best example because I got to see it. We get those kind of comments all the time, but being able to see that in action was really special.
Ryan, I think one of the things that I've learned throughout my research and kind of initial conversations with you is how many employers have people that are mental health first aid certified. As an employee, as our listeners, how do I seek those out? Is it something that should be communicated with me during when I'm first hired? Is it somebody that I just needs to be my first line of defense? How does an employee participate in this and kind of what's the process look like for them?
I think how an employee participates in mental health first aid and the overall strategy of an employer to help support employees can be wildly different from employer to employer. I think you have to take a look at your own internal, how do you help employees policies? Does it need to go through employee relations or an HR business partner? Are managers more empowered to talk to employees? Do you have peer support groups, employee resource groups? Those are very different from employer to employer. And you have to recognize where you are internally first. If you want HR business partners to really be able to make sure that they own that kind of conversation or that first line support, look at getting them certified as a mental health first aider. If you know that you have maybe a frontline employee with a mental health first aid certification as a mental health first aider, help them to be able to get in front of their HR business partners, to be able to have a really good conversation about what they know. It might reduce stigma, but it also might really excite that HR business partner to go through the training. There are, and I'm on the Mental Health First Aid website right now, 3.6 million currently certified mental health first aiders in the United States. That's almost 2 million who have been certified in adult, which is what kind of we're focused on talking about today. So that is really quite something. That's really exciting. That number is growing every day.
And I think,
take a look at that, have good conversations, and then figure out where you want to go as an organization.
Isn't former First Lady Michelle Obama mental health first aid certified?
Yeah, Michelle Obama, we did a lot of work even with the state of New York and the District of Columbia to really start getting out and getting in front of mental health, using mental health first aid as a training strategy, focusing on a lot of public safety, a lot of higher education, veterans, really good strategies in place to be able to recognize and be a spokesperson. There's a lot of really interesting kind of celebrities who have gotten out and getting in front of this and have even become certified trainers themselves too.
I love that. So we first worked with your team at New York Life last year to have, you know, to offer a class here locally last summer. And we had such overwhelming response that that's kind of what led to us working with you again and planning another one for this spring. But I was looking back through some survey results from the participants who were a part of last year's training. And there's one person who it just, you know, their response struck me. They said, learning how to speak to someone who's having a mental health crisis and how to be a good listener was the most helpful part of this course. I felt a lot of the tools would even be able to be used in everyday conversations when listening to hard topics. And I just think that's such a brilliant point. It sounds so simple, just being a good listener, but sometimes you really have to learn and be taught how to listen appropriately.
Yeah, that's great feedback. That's really cool to hear too. And one thing I would say as a trainer too in mental health first aid is good listening starts with being a partner in the conversation as well. This isn't something where we expect you to be able to sit there and listen to someone talk at you. We are talking about how we partner with someone in a conversation. to have really a time-limited, structured, real partnered conversation so that we can understand what they are really going through, what are they experiencing, so we can help them uncover options. Not talking to them about diagnosing, not talking to them about full treatment, but going and taking those initial steps to uncover what are some options for them. It is true first aid.
Well, Ryan, we appreciate your time. I think this is a good opportunity. I think you will scream it, and Laura Beth and I as well, is if you're having some difficulties, seek out attention at your employer and figure out where your first line of defense is. I know you've hit on it a number of times during this episode, but the stigma around mental health is big, and we want to take any step that we can to eliminate that or minimize it wherever possible.
Yeah, and I will also say there is a National Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. It is now accessible just by calling 988 or texting 988. So if you are ever in an emergency situation with yourself, with a family member, with someone else, and you don't know what to do, 988 is a great place to start. That is a national number to call now, and you get connected with a person who has been trained to be able to help you uncover resources to get the help that you or that person you're talking to needs.
Perfect. Well, Ryan, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Laura
Beth,
Ryan.
Thank you as well.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Nothing we say in this podcast is representative of any specific plan and should not be considered as legal, regulatory, or accounting advice. If there are any discrepancies between what we say and your plan document will prevail. If you have any questions about your benefits, please reach out to your HR representative. Thanks for tuning in today. Our suggestion box is always open, so if you have a question you would like us to answer or a topic you would like us to cover, send us a message on Instagram at TheBenefitsFeed. And remember to subscribe on your favorite listening app so you never miss an episode, and be sure to follow us on social media for more benefit tips and tricks.